This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Westbound lanes of I-70 are still closed on a stretch west of Denver near Morrison, though eastbound lanes are back open. The Jefferson County Sheriff says a semi-truck was leaking hazardous materials and hazmat crews responded to the scene. Other roads and highways were closed earlier today, including U.S. 40, because of the incident. Again, westbound I-70 is still closed near Morrison. The University of Colorado's live buffalo mascot is retiring after 4 years. CPR's Tony Gorman reports the news comes ahead of the football team's season opener.
Nicknamed Ember, she's hanging up the halter. Officials said it's, quote, due to an indifference to running, end quote. It was determined based on her body disposition that Ember focused on relaxing strolls on the ranch, which is her favorite hobby. Ember was born in 2020. Her reign of 18 games is the shortest in the mascot program's history. She will now transition to a companion buffalo and will live with none other than Ralphie 5. The university says there's a succession plan in place, but there's no timetable to when Ralphie 7 will debut, which means there won't be a Ralphie run this Friday. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A Mesa County Sheriff's deputy has resigned after a traffic stop led him to share the information of a college student with federal immigration enforcement. Alexander Zwink submitted his letter of resignation earlier this month. His last day on the job will be Tuesday. In June, Zwink stopped a 19-year-old driver and shared her immigration information with ICE, who later detained her. A state law limits what local law enforcement can share with immigration officials. In his letter, Zwink did not give a clear reason for resigning. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC.